Now will you notice, verses 1 and 2, ye shall make you no idols, nor graven images, neither rear you a standing image, neither shall ye set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God. Ye shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. Why? I am the Lord, God says. Now, these two verses, Dr. Lang would put them with that last chapter. I think they belong here, and apparently those who made the chapter divisions thought so also. These are essential for Israel to maintain residence in the land. And he puts down three injunctions here that they must meet if they're to occupy that land. Now, it's given to them, but again, their enjoyment of it, their occupation of it, depends upon their obedience to God. Number one, they're to make no idols. Number two, they're to keep the Sabbaths. Number three, they're to reverence the sanctuary. And the word here for idols is an interesting word. In the Hebrew, it means nothings. Nothings. You shall make you no nothings. Well, it's mighty hard to make a nothing, friends. However, a great many folk make a nothing of their relationship to God, by the way. A nothing. A nothing. Paul says, you remember, an idol is nothing. And that's what it is. Anything that takes the place of God is a nothing. Now, the word for graven images means a carved wooden image. And the word for image of stone means sculptured stone idols. You see that people were not to worship an image, nor even worship before an image. You find that this has been given before, back in 19. The character of Jehovah is the basis for obeying these injunctions. The Sabbath, the sanctuary, and this matter of worshiping God all come in one package. Why? Because he says, I am the Lord.